श्री श्रीमदेसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय।
जय
जय विश्वपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्यष्टोत्तर शतश्री श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय।
जय
अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय।
जय
प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय।
जय
श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपिको श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की
जय
जय। श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग की जय।
जय
ओम ज्ञानतिमिर श्लाघ चक्षुरन्मीलितं तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हाउ यू आर पुटिंग उल्टा नो
फर्स्ट यू विल
नो 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 आई विल स्पीक ओनली ऑन अन्य विलर्स। आनुकुलेन कृष्णानु शीलं भक्तिरुत्तम अन्याविलाषिता शून्यम् कर्माद्यनावृतम् आनुकुल्लेन कृष्णानु शीलनं भक्तिरुत्तमा अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम् ज्ञानकर्माद्यनावृतम् आनुकुल्लेन कृष्णानु शीलनं
भक्तिरुत्तमा
अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम् ज्ञानकर्माद्यनावृतम् आनुकुल्येन कृष्णानु शीलनं भक्तिरुत्तमा अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम् ज्ञानकर्माद्यनावृतम् आनुकुल्येन कृष्णानु शीलनं भक्तिरुत्तमा। माताजी वुड लाइक टू से अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम् ज्ञानकर्माद्यनावृतम् आनुकुल्येन कृष्णानु शीलनं भक्तिरुत्तमा। दिस इज भक्ति रसामृत सिंधु 1.1.11 not one 1.1.1 is akila rasamrita murtihi prashramara buddha. In chaitanya charitamrita it is quoted as madhyalila 19 chapter 167. Anyway, leave it, you can just making all the desires for sense gratification zero or void, free from covering of jnana, karma, etc. One should engage in the service of Krishna in a favorable attitude is called as pure devotional service. Uttama Bhakti. This verse is the basis of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. All whole of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is based on this one verse. Mostly everything there is an it's an expansion of this one verse. So there is, we can understand from that how much is there to discuss on that on this verse. So today we will not be able to discuss everything. Some other time we can discuss in detail. Today I wanted to speak on this word anukullena. Favorable attitude. So before that we have to just discuss that Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktirutama. Krishnanu Shilanam Bhaktirutama. Shilanam means activities of mind, body and words. So we engage them in Krishna service, Krishnanu. But that engagement in the service of the Lord should be in anukullena, in favorable attitude. So Prabhupada, he would sometime, he has in Nectar of Instruction preface, he mentions Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. With what attitude we are doing. Or in another place Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is a matter of attitude, he says. So we may do service to Krishna. We may do physically, mentally, or through words, we may do engage in service of Krishna. But if it is not done in favorable attitude, then it is not bhakti. So, engagements of mind, body and words. So, with mind what we do? We do meditation on meditation, we do thinking. So, remembering, smarana, all these kind of activities we do through mind. And with words we can chant, recite and glorify. So like that. And with body we can do many other things, many activities, offering obeisances and maybe cooking and then offering arati, so cleansing the temple, etc. So many things we do with a body and walking to the temple. Parikrama. So all these are activities of body and senses. So like these are all, this all, these three categories of activities come in Shilanam. And we engage them in Krishna service. So we may do all these activities, but if we do not do them in favorable attitude, then that will not be bhakti. So Prabhupada very nicely analyzed this in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Abhamad Bhakto, Madhyaji Mam Namaskaru, Mame Veshasi Yukta Iva Matmana Matparayana. So we should think, Krishna says that one should think of me, always think of me, become my devotee and worship me and offer obeisances to me. In this way one will surely come back to me, like that Krishna says. So we all know that that is a essence of Bhagavad Gita, that verse is. So now Krishna says we should think about him. If you see, Prabhupada gave example of Kamsa. Kamsa always thought of Krishna. But it was not in favorable attitude. Therefore it is not bhakti. While Prabhupada in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, when he described this Gudakesha word, Gudaka, Isha, one who has conquered over sleep and ignorance, due to constant association with Krishna, constant remembrance of Krishna, he has conquered over sleep and ignorance. Therefore, his name is, Arjuna's name is Gudakesha. So, Prabhupada, he defined pure devotee always while walking, sleeping, eating, sitting, standing, always he thinks, remembers Krishna. So that is definition of pure devotee, he says. Arjuna was like that. In fact, there are some descriptions. From every hair of Arjuna, so sound of Krishna would always emanate. Every hair on his body. So always constant vibration of Krishna's name would come. So he was such a devotee. Now same thing Krishna says, Manmana, always think of me. So even Kamsa always thought of Krishna. But Arjuna is a pure devotee of Krishna, but Kamsa is not a devotee of Krishna. Why? Because so Kamsa did not do that remembrance of Krishna in a favorable attitude. So he was enemy of Krishna. He wanted to kill Krishna. There are some who are demonic, they also think of Krishna. I am reading from 9.34 purport. There are some who are demonic, they also think of Krishna, but enviously, just like King Kamsa, Krishna's uncle, he was also thinking of Krishna always, but he thought of Krishna as his enemy. He was always in anxiety, wondering when Krishna would come to kill him. That kind of thinking will not help. One should be thinking of Krishna in devotional love, that is bhakti. So, here Prabhupada comments on this anukulena word, you see. He has not used the word, but you see here. One should cultivate the knowledge of Krishna continuously. What is that favorable cultivation? It is favorable cultivation, favorable attitude. Anukulena means favorable. So, what is that favorable cultivation? It is to learn from a bona fide teacher. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have several times explained that his body is not material, but it is eternal, blissful knowledge. This kind of talk about Krishna will help one become a devotee. Understanding Krishna otherwise from the wrong source. Understanding Krishna otherwise from wrong source will prove fruitless. So here we come to another point that we should know whom we are remembering. We should know whom we are calling. Right? There is example of in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one devotee called Ramdas Vishwas. So he was devotee of Lord Rama. He continuously chanted name of Lord Rama. Gopala Bhatta Goswami, you all know that he is a son of Tapan Mishra. So lived in Varanasi. When he came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Jagannath Puri, so along with Gopala Bhatta Goswami, this Ramdas Vishwas also comes and he carries his luggage. So from Varanasi to Jagannath Puri. And he always chanted the name continuously chanted names of Lord Rama. So but when he came, he wanted to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We all know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodar Goswami would not allow anyone and everyone to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would not meet. I think this disease of giving opinion was there in those showing off and giving opinion. So this is very prevalent among modern, especially corporates, IT corporate. They want to give their opinions, say something always, however stupid it is. This social networks has made everyone wants to show off themselves there. Everyone wants to. I like this. So, as though their liking is the most important thing in the world. Many likes. Our Rama Pramaya Prabhu wrote an article. How many likes or who likes? Which one is important? Who likes is important. Not that how many likes is important. Anyway, so many people would come and want to speak to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, have his darshan, or they want to present what they have written or read and all this kind of things. So, but Swarup Damodar Goswami would not allow that. And same thing happened with Ramdas Vishwas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't like to see his face, he said. So he constantly chanted name of Rama, but he was not. Why? Because he did not do this. Krishna is, what is that? One should cultivate knowledge of Krishna continuously. What is the what is that favorable cultivation? It is to learn from bona fide teacher. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have several times explained that his body is not material but is eternal blissful knowledge. This kind of talk about Krishna will help one become a devotee. So basically Ramdas Vishwas, he had impersonal idea of. Ultimately he wanted to merge. So therefore, sometimes Mayavadis also, they chant Hare Krishna mantra. They chant Krishna's names. So sometimes Mayavadis also, they chant Krishna's names. But because their understanding of absolute truth is not clear, they have not cultivated this favorable knowledge of Krishna. So therefore, their chanting will not be helpful. So they will not get the same result as we get Krishna's by chanting Krishna's name. We means we are also supposed to cultivate knowledge of Krishna. So we have to, sometime I joke, which Krishna you are calling? Barber Krishna and his wife Radha? There are many people who are Krishna and Radha, right or not? So sometime cinema, Bollywood people are in different cinema. They make cinema, Radha and all. Their understanding of Radha and Krishna is not proper. So in this way, we should know which Krishna we are calling. So that favorable knowledge of Krishna should be cultivated. So that is Anukulena. Sometime this goes, this is very, it goes very deep. Ultimate purpose of doing bhakti is what? To please Lord Krishna, right? In Bhagavad Gita 12th chapter, if you read, this kind of devotee is very dear to me. Again, and mad bhakta priya, like that, you know, again. And, Yo mad bhakta priya, like that. Priya, priya word he uses. So, in the end, ativa me cha priya, like that he says. Ativa, he is very, very dear to me, like that he says. So, ultimately, we have to please Krishna. That is the purpose of bhakti. So, but sometime it goes, this is so subtle it is. Favorable attitude is so important. Anukulena word is so important. Apparently, devotee must have pleased Krishna, but it may not be devotional service. Apparently, a person may have pleased Krishna, but it may not be devotional service. So, we will take this example of, this month is Damodar month. We all know that this comes in the 9th chapter of 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna. The title is that Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna. So if we see that Mother Yashoda binds Lord Krishna, I will just read little bit part of this section. Mother Yashoda took her son, before that. This pastime happened on Diwali day. On Diwali day, so that was this year, which it came on, fell on 30th, right, of last month. So that day, Mother Yashoda has many maid servants to help her in all household activities. That day, generally it happens, you know, they want to celebrate their festival Diwali in their house. They don't want to come for service. They come late that day. And here Prabhupada also said that they were engaged in other activities. Once upon a time, seeing that her maid servant was engaged in different household duties, Mother Yashoda personally took charge of churning butter. While she churned butter, she sang the childhood pastimes of Krishna and enjoyed thinking of her son. Then there is description of her features here. The end of the sari was tightly wrapped while she churned, and on account of her intense love for her son, milk automatically dripped from her breast, which moved as she labored very hard, churning with two hands. The bangles and bracelets on her hands tinkled as they touched each other, and her earrings and breast shook. There were drops of perspiration on her face and flower. This is very elaborately discussed in the Bhagavatam. Why they describe, Shukadeva Goswami, our enunciate, describes woman's beauty. So there is deeper meaning for that. Today we will not discuss, that is not our topic today. And which was on her head, a flower garland which was on her head, scattered here and there. Before this picturesque sight, Lord Krishna appeared as child. So then Krishna enters there. He felt hungry, and to increase his mother's love, he wanted her to stop churning. He indicated that her first business was to let him suck her breast, and then she could churn butter later. Mother Yashoda took her son on her lap and pushed the nipple of her breast into his mouth, and while Krishna was sucking the milk, she was smiling, enjoying the beauty of her child's face. Suddenly the milk which was on the stove began to boil over. Just to stop the milk from spilling, Mother Yashoda at once put Krishna aside and went to the stove. Left in that state by his mother, Krishna became very angry, and his lips and eyes became red in rage. Krishna is so angry on Mother Yashoda. He pressed his teeth and lips. Generally we do know like that. And taking up a piece of stone, he immediately broke the butter pot. He took butter out of it, and with false tears in his eyes, he began to eat the butter in a secluded place. So now Krishna is angry on Mother Yashoda. So that means Mother Yashoda did offense to Krishna. And that whatever she did was not bhakti, right or not? If you see, those who are in prema, those who are associates of Krishna, those who are taking part in leelas of Krishna, they are already prema bhaktas. They are only after attaining prema we enter into Krishna's pastimes. So not even in bhava stage we will enter into Krishna, only in prema. So bhava itself is avyartha kalatvam. One of the symptoms of bhava bhakti is avyartha kalatvam. Nine symptoms out of the nine symptoms. Kshanti, avyartha kalatvam, viraktir mana shunyata, asha bandha samutkanta, namagane sadaruchi. So these are all symptoms of bhava. So avyartha kalatvam, they do not even pass one moment without doing devotional service. Not that we do, we have, what is that, morning few hours of sadhana bhakti. Like that. So every moment they pass, that is bhava stage. So incessantly they engage in devotional service. And we can imagine what must be prema. In bhava stage there may be some contamination. In prema it's completely pure. So Mother Yashoda is obviously she is prema bhakta. She is continuously, how is that now? For some time Krishna became angry on her, and whatever she did, she left Krishna and went to see the stove, pot on the stove, milk pot on the stove, to attend that. It seems that she did not engage in bhakti for some time here. So, and she did not please Krishna. Krishna became very angry on her. So, is it possible that Mother Yashoda, do not do any, do not do devotional service for some time? Is it happens like that? No. Obviously, right or not? Otherwise, she would not be with Krishna, right or not? She would be doing sadhana with us. She cannot become mother of Krishna. So, it seems that this is one side of the example. And if you take Krishna went to Mathura, this Kamsa arranged a wrestling match because he came to know that this Krishna and Balaram, they are the one who are going to kill him. And he wanted to kill them. And he arranged along by the counsel of his demonic friend, he arranged this wrestling match. And very well organized. So Krishna will enter, then Kuvalapida elephant will try to kill. So then if it so happens that he is not killed by this elephant, then we will have a wrestling match. Chanura and Mustika and other wrestlers, demonic, very strongly built up wrestlers. So when wrestling match started, all the people were crying there. There was hue and cry there. Why? Because this is not, wrestling is not on equal level. Generally in Vedic culture, all fighting used to be on equal level. So they were very civilized. Not that you just drop a bomb on anyone and blow off, right or not. Even on battlefield, they were so civilized. So anyway, coming back to the point that there was hue and cry. Where is this delicate, beautiful boy of 11-year-old child? And where are these Chanura and Mustika? So very strongly built. So there was no comparison. But still Krishna and Balaram took the challenge and they were fighting with all these demons. And we see that Krishna was relishing his Virya Rasa, enjoying it. So Krishna becomes very pleased by fighting with the demons, by killing them. So he relishes this Virya Rasa. So if you see that Chanura and Mustika, by doing this activity of fighting with Krishna and Balaram, they are pleasing Krishna and Balaram. So Krishna and Balaram are very happy with that, enjoying it, beating them down, so defeating them, killing them on the wrestling arena. So Krishna and Balaram are enjoying it. So in this way, Krishna Balaram, they become very happy with Chanura and Mustika. Now, what Chanura and Mustika are doing, is it devotional service it is? No. So here we see this subtlety of what is bhakti, to understand bhakti, how subtle it is. So apparently someone is pleasing Krishna, but it is not bhakti. And someone is displeasing Krishna and Krishna is becoming angry. His eyes and face and lips are becoming red and he is pressing his lips with his teeth, so angry on Mother Yashoda. So still it is bhakti, it is devotional service. Among all devotees in Vatsalya Rasa, Rupa Goswami gave that. So different devotees, so the hierarchy of devotees in Vatsalya Rasa, in Bhakti Rasamrita-sindhu. So Mother Yashoda is first, then comes Nanda Maharaj. Then other elderly gopis and gopas. Then fourth is Devaki's position. Devaki is fourth. एंड फिफ्थ वन इज वसुदेव एंड सिक्स्थ इज अदर क्वींस ऑफ वसुदेव एंड सेवेंथ पोजिशन इज कुंती इज पोजिशन. सो इन दिस वे रूप गोस्वामी गेव हायरार्की. सो अमंग ऑल डिवोटीज इन वात्सल्य रस सो मदर यशोदा इज हाइएस्ट हाइएस्ट डिवोटी इन वात्सल्य रस. सो बाय डूइंग दिस अपरेंटली वी सी वाई मदर यशोदा लेफ्ट कृष्णा एंड वेंट टू सी द मिल्क ऑन द स्टोव दैट इज ऑल्सो डिवोशनल सर्विस. It is told in some acharyas have explained that she chooses, they have Nanda Maharaj has 9 lakh cows. In that she chooses 1 lakh cows, best cows among them, and the milk of those cows is extracted, taken, and that is fed to chosen some 10,000 cows, and again that milk is fed to another 1,000 cows, and after that again 100 cows, and in the end one cow is fed with the milk, and that milk is very nourishing, very tasty, very fragrant. So that cow milk is given to Krishna. And the churned butter is made. So that special milk is kept on the stove of Krishna, stove there in Mother Yashoda. So which is meant for Krishna. So she goes there. Apparently it seems that she is displeasing Krishna, but her whole existence is meant for. So everything she does is meant for pleasure of Krishna, for dedicated to Krishna. So that is one way of understanding the situation. And another way, Krishna wants to, there is a continuous flow of leelas should take place. So therefore, so leela shakti of the Lord arranges like that. And different mellows and rasas keep flowing in the pastimes of Krishna. So therefore Krishna becomes angry, and in this way he does some mischief, and later then she binds Krishna, although it was very difficult for her to bind Krishna, right? We see that, you know, she tries with all her energy. So brings all the ropes available. In fact, it is told that other gopis also helped her. Other elderly gopis, they gave ropes from their home. So, and they were laughing later at her that she is not able to. Then in the end, Krishna agrees to be bound by her. So then she binds, and then we see that then he delivers Nalakuvara and Manigriva. So in this way, continuity of pastimes has to take place. Therefore, Mother Yashoda leaves Krishna, and apparently she displeases Krishna or makes Krishna angry. That is another way of understanding that pastime and situation. So anyway, the first our point it is first understanding. First point is relevant here that she. Even the milk which she keeps on the stove is also meant for Krishna. Therefore, so whatever she does is devotional service. And it is Shuddha Bhakti, Uttama Bhakti. Chanura Mustika, they may please Krishna by their fighting. But because they are demons, they do not have Anukulya Bhava. They don't have favorable attitude. They want to kill Krishna. They have enmity towards Krishna. So therefore, it is not a devotional service. So it is not favorable. In this way, this word anukulena is a very important. So sometimes we are, this whole word Krishna conscious, Prabhupada, you know, he coined this word Krishna consciousness. So we have to be conscious of Krishna. We may physically we may do service, or externally we may do service to Krishna. We may be engaged in Krishna service, but if we are not conscious of Krishna, then you don't have a result. Maybe some result we may get, and or we may be cultivating Sukriti, you know, right? And eventually we will come to, by cultivating that Sukriti, we will come to Drada Bhakti. So, Tesham Tantagatam Papam, Jananam Punyakarmanam, Te Dvandva Mohanirmukta, Bhajante Mam, Drada Vrataha. Jananam Punyakarmanam. So, most of the times, what we do bhakti is we are only accumulating Sukriti actually. To come to one, at certain point of our life, we will come to Drada Bhakti. So, steady devotional service. We are just Sukritivan. We are actually we are not devotees. We are Sukritivan, right? Cultivating. So that we were discussing in that sense yesterday's program. You know, they took prasadam. They were very, you know, many people who came very happy with. Very happy. They were very happy, right? People. So that sense of happiness towards, that is favorable attitude, towards Krishna consciousness. They were appreciating prasadam and all. They could hear some few lines of philosophy they must have heard. Some kirtan. Madhusudan Prabhu sang Damodar Ashtakam, which never they did not understand only. They didn't understand. But some sound of mridanga, kartal increases their sukriti. I don't know. They saw devotees, they took darshan of devotees. So we are all more or less like that, cultivating. So this word Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada in one place he defined Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangha. What it is? It is a society of devotees who are satisfied simply remembering Krishna like that. So anyway, that is what is Krishna consciousness. Seminar is going on. We see that this we are conscious because Jivatma is conscious. Yesterday we were trying to discuss that. So we are conscious living beings. So we have to be conscious. So what happens is when we are in the material condition of life, material existence, our consciousness is covered by sattva, raja, tama, guna. So when consciousness is polluted by sattva, raja, tama, guna, so therefore that becomes mixed. Bhakti becomes mixed with these different kinds of modes of nature. So therefore in the third canto of Bhagavatam there is description of 81 varieties of devotional service. So all these 81 varieties of devotional service are unfavorable devotional service. They are not uttama bhakti. They are not favorable. So literally if you see there, devotee, he mixes, especially one who is in tamoguna or tiura tamoguna. So one devotee cursed on another devotee, "I will do abhishek to Radharani and Radhashtami day so that you go to you go to hell." So this devotee, this is symptom of tiura tamoguna. How we derive 81 varieties of devotional service? There are 9 Navavidha Bhakti, 9 into 3 Sattva Rajatama, 27, and again 27, 27, 27, it becomes 81 because so Mradu, Madhyama and Thivra, Sattvaguna, Rajoguna, Tamoguna. Again in that three degrees of satoguna, rajoguna, tamoguna. So total it becomes 81 varieties of devotional service. So all these 81 varieties of devotional service are unfavorable. They are not anukullena. They are pratikula bhakti, pratikula lena. So they get mixed with a. We see that sometimes we see we are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, but our attention is not there. Jadya, alasya, vipralipsa, like that. There are different kinds of laziness, you know. So different kinds of inattentiveness, inattentive chantings. Bhaktivinoda Thakura has analyzed that. So api pramadaha, that is last one, you know. Pramada means there are three categories there: jadya, and alasya, and vipralipsa. Vipralipsa means mind is just going here and there. So like that. So different categories of laziness or madness. So we are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, but we are in this condition of jadya, alasya, vipralipsa. So such kind of chanting is not in a mood, favorable attitude it is. It is not, it will not, why it is not favorable? It doesn't give us advancement in bhakti. It is not pleasing to Krishna. So in this way, this is just one symptom of how tamoguna mixed bhakti it is. So like that, even satoguna, rajoguna, get when it mixed. So these are all unfavorable attitudes in bhakti. And like Prabhupada, we see that we should cultivate knowledge of Krishna. Most of the times, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we mix all kinds of misconceptions in Krishna consciousness. Right? We see in present, presently almost all Krishna conscious world is mixed with so many misconceptions. Almost all, whole of Krishna consciousness. So literally we have redefined Shuddha Bhakti or Uttama Bhakti. So today I was supposed to speak on Vikarma Mishra Bhakti. Previously I had spoken on Vikarma Yoga. So I thought of taking some other time, we'll discuss that. So literally we have redefined, and all kinds of bogus ideas, all kinds of philosophical deviations, so they are all unfavorable devotional attitudes. So therefore it is very important to cultivate a knowledge of Krishna so that we develop a favorable attitude. And apart from that, so there are many things which are discussed. Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasa, in Upadeshamrita, Sri Upadeshamrita. If you see in the beginning preface, Prabhupada, he mentioned, he made that, I quoted that statement in the beginning of this class also. Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. So Prabhupada, he mentioned there in the preface, Rupa Goswami wants us to make, to help us to become pure devotees. First we have to become Goswamis, then we become pure devotees. So he has given all these instructions in Sri Upadeshamrita. And he speaks about favorable and unfavorable. Now today we are mostly our, although we are discussing what is not favorable, but mostly it is it's focused on favorable attitude. So in the second verse he spoke about unfavorable attitude. Atyahara prayasasya prajalpo niyamagraha janasangasya laulyamsha shadbir bhaktir vinashati. So this word vinashati is very strong and strong word it is. Vinashati, destroyed. So Prabhupada would say that we have come to Krishna consciousness, it's a great fortune. So ati bhagyena jata shraddhasya sevane, 11th canto of Bhagavatam, Krishna himself, ati bhagyena, out of great fortune one develops attraction for service to Krishna, my devotional service. Jata shraddhasya sevane. And Mahaprabhu also, he said, brahmanda brahmite kono bhagyavan jeev guru krishna prasadipaye bhakti lata bij. Bhagyavan jeev, among all kinds of unlimited living entities. There later Chaitanya Mahaprabhu analyzed that in detail, that Ananta Jiva, there are unlimited living entities wandering throughout the universe. So only few fortunate souls get the mercy of Guru and Krishna. So Prabhupada said, it is our great fortune that we have come to Krishna consciousness, but this fortune becomes misfortune if we do this 6 unfavorable activities. Atyahara, Prayasa, Prajalpa, Nimagraha, Janasangasya, Laulya. So overeating, overcollecting, and Prayasa. We can see that practically it manifests. If we take more prasadam in the night, morning program will be failure. Some simple example to help us to understand. So, and overeating, overcollecting, and the whole modern society is based on all these 6 unfavorable items for bhakti. Prayasa, over endeavoring. Right? Prabhupada, there in that Prayasa, he wrote simple living, plain living, high thinking. When we speak about this, people say that, oh, we are asking people to go to primitive life. So, like that, Prabhupada is bringing up that point there. What people say about this, plain living, high thinking. So this word primitive itself is nonsense word. It is. It's all based on bogus linear progressive history and Darwinism, etc. So people were primitive, as though previously people were not civilized. They have presented such idea, linear progressive idea, to promote this whole superiority of Western culture, superiority of all this modern industrial society. 21st century, we are most developed human, civilized human beings. If you go on working like this in the future, we'll become more happy like that. Illusion is put into the head of the people from childhood, in the school days only. So you go on working for this society, in the future the society will become sukalayam, like that. Jivas in the illusion, they are working hard day and night. So from childhood, this is trained. This attitude is trained in them. We have to work for this technology, work for this technology, like that. Or in this industrial society. So anyway, Prayasa, Prajalpa, talking, unnecessary talking. So sometime it can be, sometimes we see that someone is giving lecture and someone asks question, and although other devotee is not asked to speak, suddenly he starts speaking. This is also prajalpa. It is unnecessary talking. It is not, unless he is asked to speak, we should not speak, right or not? So sometimes they give another lecture as an answer. So in third canto of Bhagavatam, it is told, Maryada Vetikrama. In presence of senior devotees, we should not open our mouth also. That is also prajalpa. So, anyway, all these things. So, prajalpa, niyamagraha, not following rules and regulations, or following without any purpose. So fanatically, in this way, niyamagraha, janasangasya, association with non-devotees, laulya, greedy for material enjoyment, material objects of this world. So these have, especially if there is no plain living, high thinking, vairagya vidya is not there. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to teach that. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojanayatyasu Vairagyam Jnanam Chavayatakam. That Vairagya Vidya or Vasudeva Bhagavati, this practical demon manifestation of that is Varnashrama. Varnashrama. Because Varnashrama trains people to develop Vairagya Vidya. Highest emblem of Vairagya Vidya is Sannyasashram. अल्टीमेटली ब्रिंग पीपल टू दैट प्लेटफॉर्म, राइट और नॉट? पर्पज इज टू ब्रह्मचार्य, गृहस्थ, वानप्रस्थ, सन्यास, वाई दैट सिस्टम इज मेड टू डेवलप वैराग्य विद्या. सो इफ वर्णाश्रम इज नॉट देयर, सो दिस वैराग्य विद्या इज नॉट देयर, देन इट बिकम्स ब्लर. अत्याहार प्रयास से प्रजल्प, वाट डिवोटी इज डूइंग एंड नॉन डिवोटी इज डूइंग. नॉन डिवोटी इज ऑल्सो, डिवोटी इज ऑल्सो डूइंग अत्याहार प्रयास प्रजल्प नियमाग्रह जनसंग से, एंड नॉन डिवोटी इज ऑल्सो डूइंग द सेम थिंग. सो देयर फॉर देर विल बी नो डेवलपमेंट ऑफ भक्ति. सो दिस इज अनफेवरेबल इट इज. सो देर इज, वॉट इज द डिस्टिंक्शन, राइट आर नॉट? वॉट इज द डिस्टिंक्शन? So he is also working day and night in IT company, and non-devotees are also working in and night. So then he does it in a little pious way, chanting Hare Krishna and taking prasadam, right or not? So, but it will be detrimental in the long run. Fortune will become misfortune in the long run. So it will become blur. Distinction becomes. Then. सो फेवरेबल एटिट्यूड्स, उत्साह, निश्चय, धैर्य, तत्त कर्म प्रवर्तना, संगत्यागो, सतोवृत्ति, षड्वीर भक्तिर प्रसिद्ध्यति. दीज आर फेवरेबल आइटम्स फॉर डिवोशनल सर्विस. एंथुजियाज्म, सो वी कैन गो ऑन डिस्कसिंग ऑन दिस टॉपिक्स एलाबोरेटली. भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर रोट वन आर्टिकल ऑन ईच ऑफ दीज आइटम्स. 12 आर्टिकल्स ही रोट. 6+6 in Sajjana Toshani, it was every edition of Sajjana Toshani, it was present, published. So we can go on. So utsahan, enthusiasm should be there, and nishayat, determination should be there. Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita, he gave that example of sparrow, no? Sparrow, determination. So and sometime confidence, nishchayat is also translated as confidence. Yes, we will become successful by following this path. That is confidence. So for that knowledge is required. Vishwas, confidence, it will leads to vishwas and faith, you know. Right. So for that knowledge is required. What is what? Everything should be clear. Then there is Vishwasa, then Dhairya, patience. For both, Prabhupada gives example of wife and husband, or man and woman when they get married, right or not? Woman has to be patient like that. For both, yes. For confidence also and for patience also. So then and Prabhupada life itself is a great example of it. He was so confident that this holy name will spread everywhere. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's words will become successful everywhere. So confident he was. And so patient to result. Till the end he didn't get result. Till the end. Apparently, in one sense he is not failure. Satswarup Maharaj, he mentioned in Leelamrita. Especially that first year in America, he was just loitering on the streets of America without much any result at all. And before that, all his whole Indian preaching mission is just utter failure it was. Until he left, he had one disciple who could not even give up chai, drinking chai actually. That was the whole achievement of Srila Prabhupada, right? But still, Satsardas Goswami mentioned, still his life is not failure. He is perfectly successful because he is a pure devotee. It is not that after accumulating thousands of followers, building so many temples, writing books, he became pure devotee. He is always a pure devotee, right? His life is fully dedicated to service of Krishna. So anyway, he was so patient to attain result. And Tat karma pravartanat, we should go on doing all our activities, engaging into 64 angas of bhakti. And association of giving up, association of devotee, non-devotees, and satovrati, occupation should be सत सत दैट इज वर्णाश्रम. सत वृत्ति मीन्स, वृत्ति मीन्स ऑक्यूपेशन एंड लाइफ स्टाइल, टू मीनिंग्स. सो दैट इज वर्णाश्रम सतो वृत्ति. इट्स दैट ऑल मॉडर्न ऑक्यूपेशंस आर असत वृत्ति. सो इन दिस वे दीज आर ऑल फेवरेबल दीज आइटम्स फॉर डिवोशनल सर्विस. सो इफ दीज थिंग्स आर नॉट देयर देन भक्ति विल नॉट बी फेवरेबल. अनुकूल इट विल क्रिएट अनफेवरेबल एटीट्यूड्स विद इन अस. हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम. सो सम अदर टाइम वी कैन डिस्कस दिस. टुडे वी डिस्कस अनुकूल एनी क्वेश्चंस कमेंट्स. Why you are suddenly looking at him?
No. I have one question, but then if he has one, let him ask. Please, you talked about this Navagita Bhakti, and then you said that okay, 81 angas of bhakti are not.
81 varieties of mixed devotional service.
Right. So this 9 Navagita Bhaktis are separate from that 81, or it is inclusive of that?
So when 9 varieties, when we mix, you know, modes of nature in. Like now you are chanting, I gave example of that. Mm. In Tamaguna you are chanting, you know, right or not. So, 81 varieties of bhakti means, nine activities. Navavida, bhaktischen navalakshana. So, Prahlad Maharaj said, bhakti means immediately we should come, these 9 varieties. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smarapada, Sevanam, Archanam. So now when we talk about mixed bhakti, what we are doing is that we are mixing
this 9 with,
so no, the gunas with this nine. Gunas in this 9 varieties. So basically we are not on transcendental platform. In fact bhakti is transcendental, right? Uttamam raja vidya raja guhyam pavitram idam uttamam, pavitram purest. Uttaman, transcendental, beyond Thama. Thama means darkness, Prabhupada explained in that purport, transcendental. But we are, who are doing bhakti, we are not transcendental, right or not? We mix this, right? So, therefore, our acharyas, at least they told, come on platform of Satuguna and eventually transcend. So, we are mixing all those characteristics of those 81 varieties are given there in third canto of Bhagavatam, 29th chapter, verse number, 29th chapter, 27th chapter, verse number 28, 29, 30 something. So, like this, 9 into 3, 27 into 3, 3 degrees of Sattva Rajatama, within Sattva Rajatama. They are all pure devotees, but this segregation hierarchy or different kinds of devotees is based on rasa. How much rasa they are giving to Krishna. So they are all pure devotees. There can be different rasas, and within a rasa there can be some variety, some different degrees can be there based on rasa. In the spiritual world all this classification is based on rasa. There are five kinds of rasa. There are different devotees are there. So everything there, variety in the spiritual world is due to rasa.
Classification, or it's like we will also be
Basically, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Sve Sve, what is that verse is there? A devotee is satisfied in his own rasa and he thinks that that is best service to Krishna. So he is satisfied. If Krishna wants, you can become gopi also. You can become, it is depends on Krishna. Sometime there are some pastimes also. So Krishna, so Krishna, covered boy will become calf, Krishna's calf. They want to go to meet Radharani in their house. So someone will become calf and that will run inside the house and then Krishna will come to take that away like that. So now on Krishna's desire to do that service to Krishna, please Krishna, so covered boy is becoming calf. Calf is generally in Shantarasa or Dasya Rasa, like that. So sometime some acharyas have explained cows are also in Vatsalya Rasa because they give milk to Krishna. Sometime they have explained it as Dasya Rasa, sometime in Shanta Rasa. So like that, friend is changing to Shanta Rasa, right or not? Or Dasya Rasa. Friendship, Sakya is changing to. So it is on the desire of Krishna, for pleasure of Krishna. Not for our personal motives won't be there. Oh, I want to be considered a superior devotee than other devotees, so therefore I will jump to another rasa like that. So there everything is in favorable, anukulena, in favorable for Krishna service. Okay.
दो प्रश्न हैं, एक इस क्लास से रिलेटेड नहीं है, एक प्रश्न है, दूसरा इस क्लास से रिलेटेड है। तो पहला जो कास्ट क्लास से रिलेटेड नहीं है वो है कि चैतन्य महाप्रभु बताए कि भारत भूमि थे जन्म है हजार जन्म सत्ता करी परोपकार
सो भारत भूमि थे हरिला मनुष्य ऑल आर वर्किंग फॉर नॉट जन्म सार्थक करी दे आर वर्किंग फॉर टेक्नोलॉजी. You see, however technologically you, even Modi, if he brings all Wi-Fi in every village also, then also India will not become a. You cannot make it like Europe and America. Because geographically, this place is densely crowded, it is. You see, India and all these cities, they are trying to make these cities so dirty looking, horrible looking cities. Chah. So dirty, crowded, traffic, so dusty. Just don't bring people to city. Just engage them in farming, crop production, that's all. This India is not meant for all this industrialization, technology. You'll just make mess hell out of it, that's all. That is the condition now, India's condition. Because India is not meant for that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Janma Sarthaka Kari Paro Paropakara. Just engage in spiritual life, Krishna consciousness. आगे
मेरा प्रश्न
बढ़े.
यह है कि उस टाइम 500 ईयर्स का पहले सभी भारत था, तो महाप्रभु किसको बता रहे हैं इसे?
500 में अभी भारत नहीं था ना, अफगानिस्तान था, काबुल था. पांच सौ वर्ष पूर्व. तो तब तक सब हो गया था, विभाजन हो गया था. पश्चिमी रेलों का अधमा चैतन्य महाप्रभु स्वयं बताते हैं ना. हाँ, और अगला
दूसरा प्रश्न है, अपने अपने जो स्टार्टिंग में जैसे बताया कि यशोदा मैया ने ऑफेंस किया है, आपने ऑफेंस का वर्ड यूज किया, तो हम ऐसा
ऐसे
कैसे?
बताए ना, अपरेंटली ऐसा लगता है कि उन्होंने अपराध किया कृष्ण के प्रति, बिकॉज कृष्ण को छोड़ के चले गए वो, कृष्ण भगवान गुस्से हो गए. हाँ,
लेकिन माँ कभी बच्चे के लिए ऑफेंस नहीं करता, जो भी सोचते हैं बच्चे का अच्छे के लिए सोचते हैं ना,
वही
आप
हम वही
वो
वही
वर्ड
वही
यूज
बताया हमने कि यशोदा मैया जो भी करती है वो क्या है, कृष्ण की प्रसन्नता के लिए, कृष्ण को.
लेकिन
नहीं,
हमें कैसा समझते हैं वो ऑफेंस है?
हमने बताया वो ऑफेंस नहीं करके, ऐसा लगता है बाहरी दृष्टिकोण से कि वो अपराध कर रही है, क्योंकि भगवान क्रोधित हो गए ना वहाँ पर, लेकिन वो ऑफेंस नहीं है. हमने बाद में बताया ना उसको. ठीक है, और कुछ? ओके, ही बिकॉज ही वी वोंट सी हिम मोर ऑफन.
Asking people to start their own whatever practices they were doing earlier, depending on the caste. So to start that, is bhakti required in the village to start that?
Yeah, because if Krishna is not centered, Varnashrama will not survive. That is what one of the major reasons why it Vedic culture collapsed. They did not keep Krishna in the center, Krishna bhakti in the center. What happens is, when Krishna bhakti, Krishna is not center, when other demigods and all this, you know, they become prominent, material desires will increase. There is no question of vairagya vidya will not come there. The whole basis of Varnashrama is to increase vairagya vidya, right or not? The principle behind that. So people will not do it as a sense of dharma. Varnashrama dharma, dharma means it is my duty, I have to do it. They will do it for material sense gratification. Therefore, now you see, now that is what you are bringing. Now they want money, they want sense gratification. People, barber every day, he will not ask money from the farmers actually. Once in a year, he will take some, collect some grains, and if he collects from different farmers, his all, whole year need is fulfilled. And he will save for emergency purposes, their daughter marriage, this marriage, everything they will do later. So, because that is dharma, dharma, you know, sense of duty. This is my duty, I have to do this. They just happily work, you know, right or not. They don't have material motives behind. So they have faith that Krishna will maintain them like that. So Krishna should be center. If Krishna is not center, bhakti is not center, Krishna bhakti is not center. If all Shiva bhakti, Durga bhakti, because there is no eternal relation with those other deities, right or not? So purpose of doing Shiva bhakti, Durga bhakti is material sense gratification, right or not? Now all these Telugu people are so degraded, they are worshipping Sai Baba, idiots. So it should be there, Krishna should be in the center, and Krishna says, I am the creator, he is the father of dharma, he comes to establish dharma. Without Krishna you cannot establish dharma, he comes to establish yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata, he is the father of dharma. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashah, like that is. In our farm communities also Krishna should be center, always hearing chanting about Krishna, kirtan, deities.
So before say we are taking a village, so before asking them to start their caste works, so we have to please them on Krishna. We show them a model.
So in the beginning it may be like that. We will teach them about Krishna bhakti. But eventually, Varnashrama itself will act as means to bring people to Krishna consciousness. So, like we have one covered man, you know, right or not? So, he is not chanting Hare Krishna, but whatever he, you know, milk, he, you know, it is engaged in Krishna service, right? So, some at least aspect of his life is engaged in Krishna's service without his knowledge. Without his knowledge actually. So it is not perfect as we discussed today, you know. But at least he is, you know, accumulating Sukruti, you know. So Prabhupada in one place he said that we should preach in such a way that people should go back to Godhead without their knowledge. So So Varnashrama will do that because their occupations can be directly engaged in Krishna service.
Naturally.
Right or not? You grow food, you offer it to Krishna. But if you write a smartphone, that will not be engaged in Krishna. Some devotees may engage it, but most of it is engaged in sense gratification. Right or not? Your services is getting engaged in sense gratification, actually. Sinful activities. Right or not? So therefore, Varnashrama will act like that. It will make people go back to Godhead without their knowledge.
So you said that the attitude is very important, right? That okay, favorable attitude and unfavorable attitude. So does Guru understand while giving the initiation to a person whether this particular person's attitude is favorable in Krishna's service?
Rupa Goswami, he explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that was advice given by Narad Muni in Srimad Bhagavatam also, that sannyasi should not accept unfit disciples. So, therefore, there should be some training before they get initiated. Otherwise, we see within devotee society they will cause disturbance, you know, right? And so much disturbance and all this because of all this. So, untrained disciples. So, sometime Prabhupada gave, he took a risk. He took, because in that purport, Prabhupada writes in Bhakti Nectar of Devotion that in the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, spiritual master, sometime he initiates even unfit disciples to expand the mission of Chaitanya, like that Prabhupada writes. Okay. But he cautions also, be careful not to take many disciples.
Recently, one of the Guru Maharaj lecture, he gave an example that there is one person that he wants to take an initiation from me, but then I am not giving it to him. He is chanting 16 rounds, he read Bhagavad Gita, he studied Bhagavatam, but his attitude is not good, his attitude will create a problem, and as a result, I am not initiating.
Yeah, many things like that. If someone says, other day one boy, he is a bit devotee. So we came to Krishna consciousness because of modern education, it seems. Not because of Guru Krishna Prasadepaya. Not because of Guru Krishna Prasada. By modern education. But then if we come to Krishna consciousness by modern education, then everyone who passed through modern education, they should have become devotees,
yes.
Right or not? It doesn't happen like that, no? Most of them become atheistic, egoistic. Yesterday some small child, I don't believe in God alone. So, so whole modern education makes them atheistic from beginning to end. So, or if you say that I came to Krishna consciousness by reading Vivekananda's books, then there is something really wrong with you, right? Your understanding of our approach to Krishna consciousness. So, like that, we should know properly. Some devotee in Bangalore, he said to Maharaj like that, I came to, then Maharaj didn't give him initiation, but of course he went and took initiation somewhere else. आप जानते हैं ना वो पुस्तक प्रिंट करते हैं वो मैंगलोर में
क्या
बाद में सेपरेटली बताता हूँ रिकॉर्डिंग हो रहा
है तो स्टार्टिंग में प्रभु जी आपने जैसे बताया कि भक्ति मतलब मंदिरों के परिक्रमा करना वो भी भक्ति है चैंटिंग करना भक्ति है कुकिंग करना भक्ति है अब स्लीपिंग का भी बताया है तो महाप्रभु वहाँ पर बताते हैं कि जीवो जागो और आपने बोला स्लीपिंग भी भक्ति है इसको कैसे समझ सकते हैं
नहीं नहीं आप गलत सब वी हैव टू सोते समय भी भगवान को स्मरण करना चाहिए ऐसे बताया अर्जुन सोते समय भी भगवान को स्मरण करते
नींद न होने के बाद
उनके शरीर के ऊपर एक एक बाल बाल से हमेशा कृष्ण 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 ऐसे शब्द आता था ऐसे वर्णन आया, ऐसा भक्त थे वो, इसलिए उनको गुड़ाकेश जो नींद और अज्ञान को, वास्तव में अर्जुन सोते नहीं थे, कभी सोया तो भी क्या भगवद गीता में आता है वो, सभी साथी दिन रात वो जब वो द्रोण के मार्गदर्शन में जब वो धनुर्वेद को अध्ययन कर रहे थे, अभ्यास कर रहे थे, तो तभी दिन रात वो प्रैक्टिस करते थे धनुर्वेद।
क्या कर रहे
धनुर्वेद? धनुर्वेद कैसे तीर चलाना चाहिए, हमें भी कुछ अर्जुन चाहिए अभी इस काल में, हम इस जीवन में आशा कर रहे कोई ऐसे व्यक्ति को देखे कर, एक क्षत्रिय वैष्णव को, सब लोग असुरों को मारने के लिए।
महाप्रभु तो बताएंगे महामंत्र ले पाए उनके पास नहीं है, फिर आप धनुर्धर
नहीं, वर्णाश्रम भी बताया ना, सब लोग हरि नाम नहीं लेंगे ना, कुछ लोगों को तलवार भी चाहिए तभी मानेंगे वो लोग, बदमाश लोग है कि नहीं। महाप्रभु के मिशन कौन जान सकते हैं, भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर, शिल प्रभुपाद और भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर वो जानेंगे ना, उन्होंने वर्णाश्रम बताया है कि नहीं, उनसे अच्छा हम तो नहीं समझ सकते ना महाप्रभु के आंदोलन। तो उस समय जब चैतन्य महाप्रभु प्रचार कर रहे थे तब वर्णाश्रम था, तब प्रताप रुद्र थे, या यहाँ पर पूरा कर्नाटक में कौन थे, कर्नाटक या दक्षिण भारत में कृष्णदेव राय थे, वो रोका उन्होंने सभी मुसलमानों को, लच्छों को नीचे आते हुए, उस समय थे। तो आगे जाके चैतन्य महाप्रभु ये सेवा हम लोगों को दिया है, क्षत्रियों को बनाना, वर्णाश्रम को स्थापित करना, हम लोगों को दिया वो सेवा, सब सब कुछ चैतन्य महाप्रभु करेंगे तो आप क्या करेंगे
ना? नहीं, मैं कह रहा था कि भगवान जैसे राम के शरीर में आए थे धनुष लेकर आए थे, तो मैं एक लेक्चर में सुना था कि महाप्रभु कुछ लेके नहीं आए,
या वो ठीक है लेकिन उन्होंने बताया वो नहीं, वो ब्राह्मण इस बार ब्राह्मण और सन्यासी के रूप में ब्राह्मण परिवार में जन्म लिए थे, ब्राह्मण वो लोग धनुष नहीं चलाते हैं ना, लेकिन उन्होंने मार्गदर्शन दिया है आगे जाके वर्णाश्रम धर्म को स्थापित करो करके। तो वर्णाश्रम मतलब क्षत्रिय क्या करेंगे, वो लड़ेंगे ना, लेकिन भगवद गीता में पता है ना हिंसा होना चाहिए करके, वो गांधी का फिलॉसफी आया हिंसा, हम चैतन्य महाप्रभु के अनुयायी नहीं, गांधी के अनुयायी बन गए हम लोग। इफ यू से वी हैव टू बी नॉन वायलेंट देन वी आर नॉट फॉलोअर्स ऑफ कृष्णा, वी आर फॉलोअर्स ऑफ गांधी, ही मिक्स्ड बुद्धिज्म, he was influenced by Buddhism and he mixed that Buddhism in his understanding of Bhagavad Gita. So after Ashoka we see that really some few were there kings, but after Ashoka in Chandra, you know, Chanakya and Chandragupta, whatever Chanakya was done was whatever he did was undone by this Buddhist, you know. They converted Ashoka to Buddhism and there were no Kshatriyas in India, Mlechas came and just spoiled the whole, Mlechas from West they came and just spoiled Indian culture, Vedic culture, just ruined India literally, just killed everyone, so many temples they destroyed, looted everything, so this Buddhism has done all the damage actually in India, Ahimsa, Ahimsa.
So does it mean to the general instructions if the disciple is not not following, or to a specific instruction which Guru is giving to the particular disciple?
In beginning stage, primary level, it is four regulative principles and chanting Hare Krishna mantra, because so those who follow this standard, we give them initiation. So they become disciples. So if they do not follow four regulative principles, then and still they put tilak, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, no? Na ke tilak galer mala khali chaila, he says. On the nose there is tilak, and in the neck there are beads, but he is a servant of Kali. Servant of Kali, Kali means what? He is breaking four regulative principles. Meat eating, gambling, illicit sex. These are symptoms of Kali, you know. In first kind of Bhagavatam, it is this. And four regulative principles. So that is in beginning stage. And as we go ahead, advanced stage, we have to thoroughly understand what is the mission of Acharyas, mission of Guru Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, we will be sentimentalists, Sahajiyas. Therefore, Prabhupada, other day on disappearance day, we were discussing from Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 28th chapter, 47 verse to 52, 5, 6 verses are there. We could not cover up to 52. So up to 50th verse we covered. So Prabhupada, there we get this point that Prabhupada, he says that if a disciple cannot execute the mission of Guru, he should better die along with the Guru, he says, commit suicide. So, and like that. Instead of seeing Krishna, trying to see Krishna in the grooves of Vrindavan, better we should see in the service to Guru, Guru's mission. So all those, there are very nice verses, very strong. So this mission, mood and mission, that's why mood and mission book is required to help us to understand all these things.
When it is coming?
We have to wait for that. Some more time. Right?
Actually, it appears that it may displace Krishna, but it appears that it is actually causing anger to Krishna, but still it is not. So, this is notified the devotees who are in the primal stage, or
no, it can be on sadhana level also, because this verse applies to sadhana level, bhava level and prema level. In sadhana level, there is another complexity comes, is that we may not be completely purified from all anarthas, and and still influence of gunas is there. But generally sadhana level, Shuddha Bhakti means it is on the stage of Nishtha actually. Before that, still anarthas are there means, so we are not actually, even on sadhana level, we are not following Anya Vilashita Shunyam. Right? Okay. So, Drada Bhakti. And today we discussed, right? We got some idea that how we are mixing all misconceptions, unfavorable attitudes. So, today we discussed. So on sadhana level also, it can be favorable and unfavorable. Favorable devotional service can be done on sadhana level also. Sometimes Prabhupada defined anartha nivritti means following four regulative principles. If you are anartha, sometimes he defined it like that. That means unless we are above anartha nivritti stage, we will not be able to follow four regulative principles, right? Yes. Now that struggle to follow four regulative principles. Sometimes we may think that, oh, now I am following, I am anartha nivritti, but later it will, in the long run, whether we will follow or not, it will, we'll come to know. Some anarthas will be there unto the bhava stage some contamination. This yellow is not from the farm, I think.
City and farm mixed it is.
We have so much flowers. Yesterday we sent to Madan Mohan also, because this province mother goes to do garlands there to the temple. She took a lot of flowers. This marigold is growing a lot there.
Last question. Actually, you know, remembrance of Krishna, because that's what we talked about, Manmanava, remember Krishna, that's what Arjuna also remembers. So actually, like for people who sufficiently can't see the transcendental, like who sufficiently can't have transcendental vision, like Arjuna, can remember you like, through material elements, like Krishna explains in the like lectures, like I am the cloud, but I am the sight of things, I am the taste of the water, I am among the non-world, I am the mountains and I do. Like the Krishna explained that, but like in one of the purpose process, it is clarifying, but there is also Krishna. Like I understand the conclusion should be like, it represents the appearance of Krishna, but directly proposing this is also Krishna. What is the difference between representing Krishna and Krishna himself?
No, that is basically knowledge of energies of the Lord. How everything is manifestation of Krishna's energy. So we are, Krishna means we understand his energies also. Krishna is not devoid, that is Mayavad. Mayavad means they want to, Brahman is devoid of all energies. Brahman himself has transformed into this material world. So, but actually is Brahman's energies, Shakti Parinamavad it is called as. And Mayavad is, they say, Vivartavad. Vivartavad means Brahman only has transformed into. So when we try to understand Krishna, that means we have to understand his energies. Krishna and his multipotencies. That in Bhagavad Gita his energies are described, his opulences are, vibhutis are described. Vibhutimcha, yogamcha. God is great, Prabhupada says. People say God is great, but how God is great, they do not know. Prabhupada wrote that in 10.7, you see. There, Vibhuti Yoga, word comes there. That chapter is titled Vibhuti Yoga. Opulences of the Absolute.
Actually, my question is like, by energies of Krishna, we'll understand. We can
know. So, we become Krishna conscious, right or not? Just like, you know, your son, you come from outside and you see your son's shoes and immediately you think of your son because you have knowledge that these shoes belong to your son and you have strong sense of love for your son. So like that, we'll be able to remember Krishna by seeing everything. Sthavara jangama deki na deki tara murti Sarvatra haya ishta deva spurti. When devotee sees moving and non-moving objects, he does not see those moving and he sees his Govinda, his Lord. There, oh, this is all Krishna's manifestation, Krishna's energies. Isha vashamidam sarvam, it belongs to Krishna. That is based on Prabhupada, Sarva Kalam Idam Brahma. So, and Sarva Kalam Idam Brahma, everything is Brahman. And that means Brahman's energy. And there is another statement in Vedanta Sutra. Shakti Shaktiman Abheda. So, they are non-different. Shakti and Shaktiman are non-different. They are one. So oneness also has to be there, right or not? So in the Shastra there are Veda Vakyas and there are Abheda Vakyas. Therefore, Achintya Veda Veda, simultaneously one and different. Synthesis of those both. So Madhva, he emphasized on Veda Vakyas, Madhva and otherwise. And Shankara emphasized on Abheda Vakyas. Everyone is, all their speculations are coming from Shastra only. But it's all emphasis on different things. We respect Madhvacharya because that time it was necessary because everyone was becoming atheistic by taking to this Mayavadi. He overstressed on Abheda Vakyas. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu synthesized that Achintya Veda Veda.
Srila Prabhupada gives two examples related to this. One is that when any tax collector comes to your home for collecting tax, so you can, he is government. He is government, you consider him as government and then you pay him the tax so that it will go to government. And then second example, exactly opposite to Srila Prabhupada gives is that, okay, if there is a son, so he is a son of a father, but is he a father? No, he is not a father. So you
like
cannot
that.
Consider him as a father.
That is there, and in Bhagavad Gita, son, king. Throughout the kingdom you perceive king, you know, because his energy, his influence is spread everywhere, right or not? Mayatatamitam sarvam jagadavyaktamurti namat sarvan. These things. It's little subtle. I can understand why you are all asking this question, because this Achintya Veda Veda is very subtle. It is little if you go, then you become Mayavadi. Little if you go, you become Mayavadi. Right or not? Very subtle. It needs philosophical intelligence, thorough. Bhagavad Gita is simple, that is can be, but this Achintya Veda, in other sense, whole Bhagavad Gita is speaking about Achintya Veda Veda Tattva. From beginning to end, Achintya Veda Veda, everywhere you see. So, purports are. And that is a perfect understanding of Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, many people may interpret Bhagavad Gita in different ways, but it has to be understood based on Achintya Veda Vedata. Just like Mama Evamsho Jiva Loke, living entities are my part and parcels. Mama means we are Krishna's, so qualitatively we are one. Amsha means we are not Purna, then different. We are meant to serve the Purna. Amsha is supposed to serve the Purna. So throughout Bhagavad Gita you will see only Achintya Veda Veda, Achintya Veda Veda, nothing else.
तो हम एक लास्ट प्रश्न है तो हम कैसे समझ सकते हैं कि हमारे भक्ति से भगवान खुश है
वो 12वें अध्याय में है ना वो सच्चा भक्त ममे मम प्रिय लाइक दैट वो बार 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 बोलते हैं ना वो गुण हमें हमारे अंदर जागृत करना चाहिए तब भगवान प्रसन्न हो जाएंगे हमसे उसमें एक है अनिकेत भक्त को गर्व ही नहीं होना चाहिए
भक्त को गर्मी नहीं होना चाहिए गर्मी
कर घर घर
गर्व
घर घर हाउस हाउस
अच्छा घर नहीं होना चाहिए वो भक्त को घर नहीं होना चाहिए
अनिकेत तो ग्रोस्ट मींस ग्रोस्ट
ऐसे वो ऐसे मैं जोक कर रहा हूँ आपके सामने वो सही है भगवान ने बताया लेकिन प्रभुपाद जी कहते हैं ना ग्रस्तों को थोड़ा क्या बैंक बैलेंस हो सकता है ऐसे ऐसे प्रभुपाद जी बोलते हैं
ग्रस्त का मीनिंग ही ग्रह है घर ही
क्या लेकिन भक्त को थोड़ा थोड़ा ज़्यादा ग्रस्त हूँ मैं यू नो ब्रह्मचारी हूँ मैं ये हूँ वो कर्म मिश्र भक्ति बन जाता है वो वर्णाश्रम में भी जागरूक रहना चाहिए भक्ति ज़्यादा होना चाहिए वर्णाश्रम धर्म से ज़्यादा वर्णाश्रम से भी ज़्यादा आप ग्रस्त है लेकिन आप प्रमुख चीज़ क्या है आप भक्त है कि नहीं ग्रस्त क्या है वो भक्ति के लिए अनुकूल है इसलिए आप वो स्वीकार कर रहे हैं नहीं तो हिपी बन के भक्ति नहीं कर रहे हम लोग राइट और हम ब्रह्मचारी ग्रस्त बन के हम लोग भक्ति कर रहे हैं कि नहीं वैसे हिपी लोग भी जब कर सकते हैं वो कृष्णा वेस्ट अभी शुरू हुआ है but that will not be. Will Prabhupada said Varnashrama is meant for systematic cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Systematic cultivation of Krishna consciousness. That's why now, tomorrow all of you come with me now. problem with will all of us now, right? We are not taking it to heart. Right? Actually, knowledge is not there. We are weak in jnana, knowledge, especially Bhagavad Gita knowledge. We don't realize that Krishna is maintaining the whole cities also, now also city. If rain doesn't come, how you can run Hyderabad? Tell me. You cannot run Hyderabad, right? Krishna doesn't send rain means you cannot run Hyderabad, no? Food and water, we are ultimately again dependent on Krishna, right? We are not able to realize. We think that, oh, my degree, my boss, my company, my university is maintaining me like that. That's the whole main thing. So that is a lack of Sharanagati. Accepting Krishna as maintainer, having conviction in His protection, Krishna's protection. When I joined the ashram, one of my friend, he discouraged me like anything. Because he was in Bombay and he saw many brahmacharis leaving ashram and they were really in very pathetic condition, because you live in ashram for many years and by the time society changes, actually ashram training means you should not be in job, right or not. That is not a perfect ashram training. So they didn't get job, they were very paupers and all like that. He was discouraging me like that. Although it is a difficult path, it's not so easy, but we are taken. So we need all your blessings and mercy. So difficult path, but somehow Krishna is protecting greater. I said, okay, we'll see later what happens. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.